Hey, it's Greg from Breakthrough Leadership and the No Head Trash Nation talking today about how to minimize the cost of being wrong. See, the terrifying subject here every leader goes into denial about, that ripple effect of dumbness or the accidental impact that sometimes seems like the song that never ends. So let me solve it for you real quick. Here's the secret. Don't be wrong. And if that doesn't work, stick around and let's talk a little more about what it takes to minimize the cost of being wrong. Because that's where most of us are coming from. Hey, if you've only got a minute, here's the cliff notes. The ripple effect, yeah, it's cascading. So don't be wrong about the reality of the ripple. Second, good things take time. Don't be wrong about the timetable that you're using. And third, it's not about you. So don't forget about the seed you're planting. And in moments of chaos, people revert to their training. So don't be wrong about what you're training. See, I've been ranting about the lies of circumstance for a while now, and the book's nearing a painful conclusion. The revisions are staggering. The loops and all the progress that have ended up taking me right back where I started. Determining the cost of being wrong might be fuel for the old circumstantial fire, or it might be the jaw-dropping observation that tic-tac-toe, yeah, it's not a winnable game. So what happens when you know you're going to be wrong on the path to being right? But the cost of being wrong seems like the national debt. No wonder the guy with one talent in the Bible buried it in the ground. Hey, do you know what you're going to do with the opportunity staring you in the face as a leader, that one talent? It's staggering. Where am I going? Are you going to be able to take away a nugget or so in the next few minutes? I think so. But don't worry, I'm not going to tell you how to fail forward or fail faster. I mean, I think I get those visuals, but buzzwords haven't been the key to implementation for me. Since everything we build on has a foundation of some sort, that's the one thing you can't afford to get wrong. Maybe your framework isn't complete or sharpened to perfection anytime soon, but for heaven's sake, don't build that framework on the wrong foundation. Being wrong about the foundation you're building on puts every minute and every resource you've invested as risk. And great leaders, well, they don't get everything right, but they do build on the foundation. Because replacing one interior wall, it's a lot different than discovering a cracked and unstable foundation. You can't build on individual superstar players, even if they're you. You can't build on market sentiment, because it's got a history of reversing course. And by the time you mimic what somebody else already did, it's already wrong. You were designed to create something exciting and durable as long as you consider the cost and build it on a firm foundation. So what's the foundation of your leadership and what's this talk about the cost of getting it wrong? Leadership failure always begins with an unclear definition of success. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. I know you can't be in business if you can't make money. We get that. But making money won't build a foundation that lasts. Let me tell you something my dad used to say. It's not whether you win or lose, Greg. It's about how you play the game. And then after a brief pause, he'd always continue. But if you're losing, you're not playing the game very well. He wasn't talking about sports. He was coaching me about the process of leadership and the insignificance of always being right and winning every argument. Vince Lombardi's fabled to have begun training camp by showing the team what a football looked like and retraining the basics of blocking and tackling. John Wooden is remembered for teaching his new players how to properly tie their shoes. Both are revered as high-impact leaders who changed the lives of their players and became legendary coaches with consistent winning records. So how do you determine the cost of being wrong? You measure it in the clarity, the unity, and the pride of your people. It's seen in the functionality of team DNA as parts of the body hinge a living, breathing being into a magnificent spirit that can perform, adapt, and survive. Going for the momentary win that erodes the foundation you're building will always result in wasted time and resources lost to draw on in the future. Get ready for some apathy and some eye rolls. Hey, opportunity loss is felt the deepest when you've lost the opportunity to compound the development of the people you've been trusted to lead. It's not about aha moments. It's about the creation of an environment where it's safe to train and fulfill the destiny that brings clarity with execution in the chaos. That's how you minimize the cost of being wrong. Provide a place where you and your people can get it wrong in the practice zone first, because how you train is how you'll perform when the heat is on.
Hey, it's Gray. Just to be clear, the breakthrough you're looking for, it's not going to be found in your own head. We simply can't read the label on the jar we're in, no matter how obvious it is. If you want to become your best, the only path is to surround yourself with others who share your values and mastermind together on the real head trash that locks us up. That's what we do in the Yates Mastermind. Small groups of leaders who are brave enough and vulnerable enough to connect beyond the posturing and beyond the head trash. It's not for everybody, but if you'd like to know more, text Yates, Y-A-T-E-S, to 474747 and let's chat about it. I'd love to meet you and hear your story. Remember, text Yates, Y-A-T-E-S, to 474747 and let's do breakthrough together.